God's transforming grace calls us all to enter into the mess of the world around us. That much is clear. This is often on a personal level, such as a friend going through a divorce or a family member with advanced Alzheimer's disease. It is also often on a vocational level, such as a social worker in a poor community, a counselor hearing a story of past abuse, or, as in my case, a doctor in an impoverished corner of Africa. When we seriously try to follow Jesus, we get our hands dirty. And as we confront these needs, they take a toll on our hearts. Sometimes it hits us all at once. Sometimes it gradually and cumulatively wears us to the ground. We may be full of doubts, full of helplessness, or full of despair, or we fear we soon will be. It's enough to crush us. However, in my experience, we don't talk much about the toll these situations exact upon our hearts. When we succeed, we can share our triumphs. When those we're serving struggle, we can discuss their difficulties. After all, that's why we serve. But our own weaknesses, our own struggles, we assume people don't want to hear about those. Or maybe we don't want other people to view us in that role. We are the helpers, the healers, the servants. We are uncomfortable being the ones who need healing. Nevertheless, talking about these struggles is unavoidable for at least two reasons. The first reason is the most championed. If our discouragement goes unchecked, we will burn out, or at least emotionally check out. Consequently, the goal of serving others will be hindered, either quantitatively or qualitatively, by the heart sequelae our efforts have accumulated. The focus is on a task to be accomplished. The would-be servant is a bit like a commodity that should be spent wisely and not foolishly. We are a tool to be used, and in order to be used well, we need to be maintained well. There is some truth in this idea. Overall, this first reason is not so much incorrect as it is insufficient. The second reason why talking about these struggles is unavoidable is much more overlooked. Although we may be tools, we are much more than tools. Paying attention to what's going on in our hearts is much more than routine maintenance on a service vehicle. Indeed, God is completing a task. He is bringing his life-giving kingship to bear on all his broken creation. He will not stop until this is accomplished. Indeed, by his mercy, he brings his children into his work so that we become agents through which his work is done in the world. We are no different than those we would serve in that we are all sufferers. We are all broken. We are all sinners. We are all in desperate need of God's transforming renewal to resurrect new life inside of us as well as in the world around us. We are not just the catalyst. We're also the substrate. We are called to participate in God's mission, and our very hearts are part of that self-same seedbed. The kingdom comes through us. The kingdom comes in us. Thus, we need to discuss our sorrows and our discouragements, because as we find new life, new encouragement, and new hope forming in our own hearts, God's truest work is going forth in the world. So if we are to forge ahead and examine the emotional toll our attempts to help would incur, what do we hope to find? Recognition that such a life is hard is possibly a worthy beginning, but not a worthy end. What are we looking for? The best summary I can offer is this. If we are to walk with those in need and not lose heart, we need to remember the promises of God. This remembrance has two subcategories: what the promises are, and the faithfulness of the one who promises.